I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Gala concerts dedicating the new Mady and Jackson Seward organ are planned for this weekend, Friday and Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon in our hall on the IU campus. There are tickets, by the way. They're free, but they need to be obtained prior to the concerts. By the way, Pipe Dream's Michael Barone will be in town for a WFIU luncheon on Saturday, and then he'll be around for the Sunday afternoon performance, which we'll be broadcasting on WFIU. Our guest is one of the people who will be playing the organ, and that's IU Professor Christopher Young. Christopher, thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Got your start playing on college organs as an undergraduate, as a matter of fact.
That's right. I was like many organists, piano student up to that point, and I went to Bates College in Maine, and it was really almost accidental that I became an organist. They had a terrific teacher there, and he was a tremendous mentor for me in every way, and that launched me down this path.
Now, this particular organ, I gather organs are different.
Everyone.
Is there sort of a way to describe this one?
Yeah, I think that the word that we tend to use most, and it's associated with 20th century America, is eclecticism. We think about America itself being an eclectic collection of people from all over the world gathered here under one cause, I guess we could say. And in the 20th century, there was a real yearning to look to music of the past as well as the music of the present. And so there's been a movement for a long period of time studying historic organs, establishing sounds associated with those time periods and regions, and trying to pull in those resources into one congenial instrument so that we can play Bach with a sense of, quote, authority, or at least a sense of conviction, as well as play Messiaen or Vidor, people from very different time periods where the organ was quite different from one region and time period to the next.
What will you be playing on the anniversary concert, the gala?
I'm oddly enough, the sole individual playing Bach. I'll be playing the famous F major toccata, which is a great frolic of a piece, big pedal solos in it, and trio texture. He's imitating a lot of Vivaldian style in this organ piece, oddly enough.
Now, as we see rock bands on concert stages now, we've gotten much more used to the idea of more than one keyboard being played by an artist. Mm-hmm. But for many of us, piano-trained, we see feet, we see one keyboard, two, sometimes even three. Why do you have more than one keyboard?
Well, you know, we often make the relationship of the organ to the orchestra. And one of those relationships that's so clear is that the orchestra has many different resources, and you can combine those resources in a variety of ways. Similarly, each division, as we call it, each keyboard, represents a set of pipes, not just one set of pipes, but a set of stops that belong to that keyboard. And other keyboards can be, therefore, with different sound qualities to them. And then you can often mix those sound qualities together, what we call couplers on the instrument. So an organ like this one, particularly, of such large resources, is going to have multiple keyboards. So you can do things like separate solo sounds on one manual and accompany on another with the feet, or different qualities of sound that you could perhaps set into opposition one against the next, much like antiphonal 16th century music of Gabrielli, or Bach for that matter, motets. And the organ has that capacity because of all these different keyboards and ability to combine the sounds together.
And one person?
One person controlling them all, we hope. We hope, yeah.
We've been talking to the one person, and that's IU Professor Christopher Young, who will be one of the recitalists performing at the gala concerts dedicating the new Mady and Jackson Seward organ in our hall. Concerts on Friday night at 8, Saturday night at 8, and Sunday at 4. Special luncheon with Michael Barone of Pipe Dreams on Saturday. And Sunday afternoon's concert will actually also be broadcast on WFIU. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.